Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I'm honored to be again in company of Cornel Mundruzzo. Mundruzzo was here to present his new film in competition. See? I don't have the title. I'm so sorry, Pieces of a Woman. See? I'm in pieces after last night, as I told you before starting the interview.
Yeah.
And so I'm repeating what I told you before starting. It was very hard for me as a person, as a woman, to watch this film. And I'm glad I did this experience again with your film. So I was wondering, how did it all start? I thought that was the right moment to do an universal story in English, because what's more universal than mourning the loss of a child? I mean,
yes, but also what's more universal than a personal story? So, and it was
so
very
great.
Personal in that sense that we're facing as a couple with my wife with an unborn child. And we never talked about it, you know, like no. It was quite of quiet around this topic. And once I find in her notebook, like, dialogues in between a mother and a daughter under the title Pieces of a Woman. And it was kind of about this topic. And I was like, hey, we have to do this. And encourage her just to write out all of her feelings and make a screenplay out of it. And then during the ride, we discovered that such a big taboo is there, you know? And not just grief and death is not very sexy these days at all. We have no connection for that. But especially if you lose your children, it's just a real taboo. And the isolation, it became huge. And a connection for the lost one is growing because of the isolation. And that topic was really interesting for me, and use art a little bit as a therapy or a healing process is not just important for the artist, it's also important for the audience. Art is for us. Art can heal you, even paintings on the wall, you know, like things like that.
I totally agree with you. I think that it is painful to go through something like that in a field, but at the same time, even if we all have our way to process, you know, grief, at the same time, to feel that somebody went through something similar like you, it's something, I don't want to say refreshing, but relieving.
Yeah.
So I think that the film shows you that, and I really love the fact that in the film she fights to be allowed to grieve in a way, you know, that maybe it's not her mother's way, it's not her husband's way, and I found that very different from some other films I watched. I think that you did a very good job in trying to explore that.
Yes, exactly. Well, because grief and grieving process, you cannot objectivize. You know, it's always really personal. Even you have studies in psychology that you have these five stages and whatever what. At the end, you are alone. It's like for birth. You are alone to proceed. And we try to create circumstances when you learn that everybody has their honest answer on it. Everybody has their love in it, even the mother of hers, even the husband of hers, but she have to find her own way. So that's why I think she's absolutely a real hero for me. She's a very strong person, and she go against the family tradition, and then makes her very strong at the end.
Thank you so much, Cornel Mundruzzo, for being here with us and talk about Pieces of a Woman in competition at the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I'm Chiara Nicoletti. This is Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you so much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.